This is Leonard Nimoy. To all the men out there, remember how you felt when you introduced a new girl to your best friends? You wanted them to like her as much as you did. Well, that's the situation going on now. There they are. They've just finished dinner. Carol is helping Monica clear the table.
That was the best lasagna I've ever eaten.
Well, thank you. It's one of my specialties.
You cooked the dinner?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it.
Believe it. He's a great cook. That's just one of the many reasons I married him.
Bud, are you listening to this? Is any of it rubbing off on you?
I refuse to answer on the grounds it might tend to incriminate me.
Sounds like they're getting along. That's good. That's what Bud was hoping for. Now he can ask Carol to join them on a camping trip.
Carol, what are you doing this weekend?
As a matter of fact, nothing.
How would you like to go camping with us?
Camping? You mean outdoor camping?
Isn't she cute?
Bud, there are a lot of things you don't know about me yet. One of them is I'm not the outdoor type.
Oh, Carol, you don't know what you're missing. Have you ever tried it?
No, not really.
The conversation turns to a debate with three against one. Carol weakens and reluctantly agrees to go. Unfortunately, they can't see into the future. If they could, I don't think any of them would want to go. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. Five nights of exceptional entertainment every week, brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, Turnabout, by Joyce and Stanley Director. Our stars, Joan McCall and Vic Perrin.
David is driving the group along the peaceful early morning countryside. They're all looking forward to an unforgettable weekend. All but Carol, that is. Right now, Carol is just interested in going back to sleep.
Isn't this beautiful? Look at all those trees and flowers. And smell that air.
Clean. You know, I almost forgot what it smelled like.
Well, Monica and I make it a point to try and get out here at least once a month. Hey, listen, any time you want to come along, we'd love to have you. Remember that. It's a standing invitation.
Thanks. You know, I'm really excited about this. I haven't been camping in such a long time, since I was a Boy Scout.
And that is a long time.
It's not that long.
Oh, don't worry, Bud. It's like riding a bicycle. It all comes back to you. I just hope Carol has a good time.
Oh, so does Carol.
Sleeping Beauty has arisen.
Oh, Sleeping Beauty never fell asleep. The back of this car is not very comfortable. There's not much room.
Now that you're up, look outside.
Yeah? So?
So? That's nature out there. Nature untouched by human hands. Oh, you'll never see anything that comes near to it.
I'm sorry, but I just can't get as excited about it as you guys obviously do.
What do you get excited about?
Now, let's not get personal, David.
Not bad. You got me.
Hey, how did you two meet?
Carol shops at the market that I manage. One day she brought back some oranges that she said were terrible.
They were terrible. There was absolutely no juice in them.
Anyway, she complained to some poor cashier that didn't know how to handle her.
Handle me?
Carol, you really upset that poor guy. It was his first day on the job. So, anyway, I see this cashier walking toward me with a screaming woman behind him.
I wasn't screaming. Shouting, maybe, but not screaming.
So what happened?
Well, I gave her her money back, and I asked her out to dinner.
Yeah, he told me it was part of the supermarket's policy for dissatisfied customers.
Oh, not bad. But one thing, speaking as your accountant, I hope you didn't forget to get a receipt for dinner. Maybe tax deductible.
Oh, always working. That mind of yours never stops.
Yeah, made good time today. Not much traffic.
But this is just a parking lot.
I imagine there's a nice little walk ahead of us, huh?
You imagine right.
Monica, how much further?
Oh, about another hour or so.
An hour? Oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. Leave me here. You guys go on ahead. Oh,
we can't do that.
Oh, well. Can't blame a girl for trying. My feet are killing me. I'm positive I've got blisters all over them.
Oh, no wonder. Look at your shoes. Oh, don't you have anything more comfortable, some sneakers or jogging shoes?
I don't own any comfortable shoes. Everything I have looks great and feels terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you what to wear. It's my fault. I just assumed you'd know. But why should you? You've never been in camping before. Oh, I feel terrible.
Oh, don't. It's not your fault. It's mine. I didn't think.
When we get to camp, I'll heat up some water so you can soak your feet.
Thanks. Hey, look, the guys are getting way ahead of us.
Oh, that's not good. David should know better. David, wait for us!
Come on, you slowpokes.
Listen, Simon Legree, it's time to rest. We're tired.
Well, not too long. Just for a couple of minutes.
Thank you, Monica.
We women have to stick together.
Yeah.
Right over here. That's a good spot. I can take a couple of pictures.
My husband, the camera.
Come on, girls, look pretty.
Is he kidding?
No.
Oh, that's better. And now you have a natural look. Carol, take your hand away from your face. But, come on, get in the middle.
You're going to waste all that film.
Don't worry, I brought plenty.
Oh, do you see what I think I see? Hey, look at those bushes overflowing with berries. You know they're $1.50 a box at the market. Let's pick some. What can we put them in?
Oh, here. We'll put them in these baggies.
Come on, everybody. We got work to do.
Stop, stop. Nobody move.
You scared me.
What's wrong?
Look here. Right by your foot, Carol. That metal stem sticking out of the grass.
That? That little thing wouldn't hurt me.
Oh, really? Would you like to see how much it wouldn't hurt you? Why don't I just put this piece of wood on it, like so?
Ah! Ooh, that could have been my foot.
That's right. You think it would have hurt?
What is it?
That's what you call a bear trap.
Ugh.
Hey, aren't those things illegal?
They're supposed to be. There's no hunting allowed around here. I'll bet that was put there by a poacher.
No, they don't put out just one. There are probably a lot more in this area. The berries draw the animals and the traps catch them. Now, look. Look, there's another one. I better be careful. Form a single line in back of me and step exactly where I do.
Hey, this is dangerous. Traps, animals. Bud, why didn't you tell me about the animals?
Would you have come?
No.
That's why. Don't worry about it. They don't bother people unless they're bothered.
Well, how do you know what bothers them? Maybe just our being here bothers them.
It doesn't.
How do you know?
Because I asked them. They told me it was okay for us to be here.
Now, I'm not going to forget this.
I'll protect you. Nothing will happen. Monica, do you know what's the matter with Carol? She hardly ate her dinner. Hasn't said two words to me all night. Now she's in the tent. What am I doing wrong?
No, it's not what you're doing or not doing. She's just not having a good time. We shouldn't have talked her into coming. There are just some people who aren't the outdoor type.
Well, if you ask me, she's a spoiled brat who's used to being pampered and getting her own way.
Well, first of all, he didn't ask you. He asked me. And second of all, you're too hard on her. Where's your compassion? It takes time to get used to this type of life. It doesn't happen 1, 2, 3. I remember how I felt the first few times.
What are you talking about? You loved it.
No, I didn't. Not at the beginning. I never told you the truth because I didn't want to hurt you. You expected me to love it the way you did, so I made believe I did. What I'm trying to say is, I had to acquire a taste for it.
Oh, boy, you think you know a woman.
Shh. Carol's coming.
Come sit by me, honey. The fire's nice and warm. You want to toast a marshmallow?
Okay. Oh, boy, it gets chilly out here at night, doesn't it?
Want me to rub your back?
Oh, my weakness. That feels good.
What's that stuff on your legs?
Calamine lotion. It's supposed to relieve the bug bites. I just counted them. Guess how many bites I have?
I don't know. 8?
34.
34? Oh, my poor baby. Why is everybody biting my little baby?
After a good night's sleep, you'll feel better.
Promise?
No.
Smart. I would have held you to it. I'm not looking forward to sleeping on the ground.
You won't be on the ground. You'll be in a sleeping bag.
Same thing. Why don't I put my radio on? We can listen to some music.
Let me try and explain this to you, Carol. And don't think I'm a snob. But I'm not happy that you brought a radio.
We come out here to get away from all that, from the radio, the television, the telephone, all noises and distractions. All we want is peace and quiet. Seems you missed the biggest point of this trip.
We all marched to a different drummer.
Remember when we were kids and used to scare each other by telling ghost stories?
What a great idea.
Yeah, terrific.
Since you thought of it, you go first.
Yeah, okay. Let's see. There was an old house around the corner from where I lived. And legend said that if you dared to enter, you would never be heard from again. People laughed. But one day a friend of mine, Louis, went into that house and he never came out. Well, I missed Louis and I thought about him a lot. And then one day, I found myself in front of that big, scary house. I had a hammer for my parents' tool chest, so I felt a little safe. I saw a board that was big enough for me to pull down and squeeze through. I did. Then I slowly put in my hand, then a leg. From nowhere, a big gust of wind came and pushed me the rest of the way through the opening. When I got up, I noticed the board I had removed was back on.
Oh, no.
I was scared. I felt something, a sort of hot breath on my neck. It stopped. I turned slowly and saw the door at the end of the hallway close.
What was that? Did you hear that?
No. You're just reacting to Bud's story.
Shh. Something's out there. I'm sure of it.
I heard something.
Hey, you're right.
Who's out there?
Oh, I'm scared. What if it's not human?
It sounds human to me.
The stranger gives his name as Frank Nolan. He appears badly shaken up. There are patches of dried blood on his torn clothes. Monica is busy tending to his many bruises.
I hope this doesn't hurt. That must have been a terrible car accident.
Oh, I'm lucky to be alive. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, I stepped on my brakes and they didn't work.
Oh.
My car started picking up speed. I couldn't stop it. I took my eyes off the road for a second. Then when I looked back up, this tree was straight ahead of me. That's the last thing I remember. When I woke up, I was wandering in the woods. How I got here, I don't know. I must have gotten out of the car while I was unconscious. If it wasn't for you folks here, I'd still be wandering around. I feel okay. I'm just a little sore in spots, but no broken bones.
Now, how can you be so sure?
I've broken enough bones to know what they feel like. I don't want to be a bother to you folks, but... would I sleep by your fire tonight?
Oh, what a question. You don't have to ask. We've got plenty of extra blankets, plenty of food. You just take all the time you want till you feel better.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I'll be going in the morning.
You live around here?
No, just driving through on business.
You work on a weekend?
Checking out some property. I'm in real estate.
No kidding. Oh, any secret tips you can lay on us?
Not anymore. Everybody's in real estate these days.
I don't like the looks of this gash on your hand. David, look at it.
Yeah, it's a bad one. Just clean it and bandage it. That's all we can do.
Oh, that's plenty. I really appreciate this. I'll go to a doctor when I get back.
I'm sorry. Did I hurt you?
Oh, not you, lady. This here gun of mine just stuck me in the ribs. Mind if I take it out? I'll just set it right here next to me.
What's a guy in real estate doing with a gun?
Well, protecting myself. I don't care what kind of business you're in, you need a gun. What kind of weapon you got?
I don't have one.
Well, you got to be kidding me. You all out here in no man's land without protection?
That's right.
Oh, you're putting me on. I'm not an idiot. You have a gun, you just don't want me to know, right?
Wrong. We're peace-loving people. We just come out here to camp and fish.
Oh, you people are crazy if you ain't got protection. A gun is a man's best friend.
Well, how can you say that? What about all the innocent people who've been killed or maimed?
Oh, look, it's late. I don't think this is the time to get into a heavy discussion. It's been a big day for all of us. I think we can use some sleep.
You know, Bud, I'm kind of glad that guy's got a gun. I was a little worried being out here with the animals and everything. Now I think I'm going to sleep a little better.
Oh, that was a delicious breakfast. Thanks again. Now, I have one more favor to ask, and then I'll be on my way.
What can we do for you?
A map. If you could just draw me a map, something easy that'll help me get out of here, back onto the road.
Sure, but not right now. We're going fishing. Hey, why don't you come with us? Take life a little easier. You know, you've got to learn to relax and enjoy yourself. Wherever you're rushing to, it'll still be there when you get to it.
Oh, I'm not rushing, but I got things to do. I'll relax later.
Yeah, that's the trap. Later never comes. If you're going to do it now.
He's right. Look, it's so early, nobody's up except us and the fish. Come with us. When was the last time you went fishing?
Oh, I used to be pretty good at it. No, I can't.
Oh, leave him alone. Maybe he's got family that'll be worried about him.
I have no family.
See?
Bud, we look like we're the same size. Tell you what, I'll stay if you let me put on something of yours. I'd really like to get out of these clothes.
No problem. Come on, I'll find something for you. You can change in the tent.
It's a good thing I made extra sandwiches.
Did anybody see my wallet? Thought I had it in my jacket. I can't find it.
Well, maybe you put it in your pants.
No, took it out of my pants and put it in my jacket.
Well, it's got to be around. It didn't get up and walk away by itself. You probably mislaid it. It'll show up.
Yeah. I'll look for it later. Right now, it's fishing time.
Frank will be ready in a minute. Carol, you better get your hat. The sun is going to be strong today.
I've been thinking about it, and I'd rather not go.
Why not?
I'm not into fishing. I just put a damper on everybody's good time, and I don't want to do that. I've got a book I can read, and I've got the radio. I'll be okay. You all go and catch yourselves a lot of fish.
Within an hour after the others have left, Carol regrets that she didn't go fishing with them. She's bored by the book she's brought along on the trip, bored with her surroundings, and bored with being alone. Then she remembers her portable radio. She gets it out and turns it on.
Don't conk out on me now. I need you.
And the high in the lower deserts is expected to remain near 80 degrees, while in the mountains it's a beautiful 72.
Not a night, it's not.
The weather pattern will continue with us all weekend. Now, there's an update on that plane crash we reported earlier. Short time ago, the twin-engine plane, which was reported missing yesterday, was located a few miles east of Wiley Ridge.
That's near here.
The plane was headed for San Quentin. The pilot and deputy sheriff were found dead, apparently from the crash. The convicted murderer they were transporting was missing. His name is Fred Crystal. There is a search party being formed. Fred Crystal is described as a male Caucasian, 42 years of age, 5 feet 10 inches tall, 160 pounds. Hair black, eyes brown. He's armed and considered extremely dangerous. Stay tuned to this station for further...
Wow. Could it be just a coincidence? I don't know. A little too close for comfort. Armed and considered extremely dangerous. It could be our visitor, Frank. He's got a gun. What was that name? Fred. Fred Crystal. Oh, boy, we could all be in deep trouble. They're coming back. What should I do?
That was rather unnerving news Carol just heard over the radio. She puts up a good front as she awaits the right time to tell her friends about their mysterious guest.
We're back, Carol. Did you miss it?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Maybe next time you'll come.
I don't know. Gee, you all smell terrible.
It's not us, it's the fish.
Well, don't put the blame on some poor dead animal. Oh, who caught that big one?
Frank.
Really?
Okay, everybody, picture time. Frank, get a hold of Jaws over there, and I'll take a shot of you and your prize-winning cash.
No pictures.
Huh? Oh, a fisherman who doesn't want a picture? Come on. Now, I won't take no for an answer.
You won't take no for an answer?
That's right.
Well, then take all the pictures you want, but after I get to take some of you.
Oh, that's fair enough. Now, hold up your partner, the fish, and let's get this show on the road. That's good. I'll do something. Like make believe you're biting it. Hey, good shot. Okay, everybody, join in. Grab a piece and open wide.
Hurry up, David. I'm getting lockjaw.
Yeah, well, you see this. It's a funny picture. Got it. All right, you can all relax now.
My turn. How does this camera work?
Here. All you have to do is look through this and press down here. Uh-huh. Now, let's see. We're on 22. You've got 14 shots left.
Oh, that's plenty. Everybody ready? Yes. Mm-hmm. Now smile.
That's great, Frank. Hey, you're some director. Watch out, Francis Ford Coppola.
That's Coppola.
Coppola.
Oh, is that the way he says it?
Oh, stop teasing him.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd I do? Mm. The film came out of the camera. I'm really sorry.
Oh, boy, I had some great shots in that roll. You shouldn't have pulled this bar down. Well, there's nothing we can do now. It's ruined. I'm glad I brought plenty of film.
Oh, sure. We can take some pictures later. I think I'll go wash up. I forgot, which way is the outhouse?
To the right.
Ah, I remember. Thanks.
Shh. Everybody, come here. Huh? This is important. I got to tell you something. I don't know where to start. While you were gone, I was listening to the radio, and they said on the news that a plane crashed right around here.
Oh, how terrible. Was anybody hurt?
Two dead, but they said that a convicted murderer escaped from the crash. And by the description, he fits this guy, Frank, to a T. What should we do?
Nothing.
Nothing? He's got a gun.
That's right, but I don't think we should jump to conclusions.
I agree.
Carol, you got to admit, it's pretty far-fetched.
And no, it's not. I mean, we know nothing about this man except what he's told us, which I don't believe a word of.
You know, young lady, I don't know much about you either, except that you're a complainer.
Oh, so that's it. You just don't like me. Well, I don't care, but don't disregard what I'm saying. Another thing, the escaped murderer's name is Fred. Huh? Fred? Frank? Close, isn't it?
Oh, you're really reaching for straws.
Look, Carol, I'm the same physical size as Frank. I've got the same coloring, and we're both about the same age. Does that mean I could also be the killer?
Well, don't you see the similarities? He said he was in a car crash, and there was a plane crash. Before he put on your clothes, Bud, remember the ones he was wearing? They didn't appear to fit him. They were much too big. And don't tell me he could have lost weight.
Well, not everybody's a clothes horse like you.
You're making too much out of this, Carol. Have you thought about the possibility that it's just a coincidence?
I hope your husband doesn't say anything to Fred.
His name is Frank.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband doesn't tell tales out of school.
David's not going to say anything.
Oh, really? Then why are they out there together, hmm? Tell me why David asked Frank, of all people, to help him gather wood. I mean, why didn't you go with him?
What difference does it make?
It makes a lot of difference. Hey, why are you all against me?
We're not against you.
Well, you're either against me or with me, and you're definitely not with me.
You can't paint everything black and white, Carol. What about the grays?
Oh, all I know is there's a good chance that this stranger, and he is a stranger, could be a killer. And you're not even scared or worried. He could kill us all, and we wouldn't even put up a fight.
Frank has done nothing to make us feel threatened by him.
Not yet, he hasn't. Oh, I don't know what to say anymore. Maybe if you listen to the radio yourself. Hey, that's it. Maybe it's the way I'm saying it. Maybe my voice doesn't have any authority in it. I'm putting the radio on.
Stay tuned for more news from the station where the news never stops. Tomorrow's weather picture.
What is wrong with this thing?
I think it's your batteries.
Oh, great. Now you're really not going to believe what I told you. I swear it's true, but, Monica, I'm pleading with you. Just let this man, Fred, Frank, whatever his name is, let him leave. That's all I ask. Please. He said he wanted to go. Let him go.
We're not going to stop him.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Monica, since you're his wife, could you tell David what we decided?
As soon as he gets back.
He won't be long now. I hear him coming.
Well, you think we got enough wood?
Oh, more than enough. David, can I talk to you privately?
In a minute. First, I've got some good news for everybody. Well, almost everybody. I talked Frank here into staying tonight and heading back with us tomorrow. I promised we'd give him a ride to wherever he wants to go.
Oh, your husband's a good talker.
Yes, I know.
Hey, a radio. I didn't know you had a radio. Anything interesting going on in the outside world?
It doesn't play. The batteries are dead.
Oh, that's too bad. Like they say, what we don't know won't hurt us.
That's a funny thing to say. Don't you think so, everybody?
Well, it's a saying. Haven't you heard of it?
We've all heard of it. You know, I could go for a cup of coffee. Is the stuff fresh?
I made it an hour ago.
Good enough. Who wants?
I'll have a cup.
Tell me, Frank, what company do you work for?
No company. I work for myself.
Oh. If I were interested in buying a house, how would I contact you?
I don't sell houses, only land.
What if I wanted to buy some land?
But you don't, do you?
Well, not right now, but you never know. Don't you work for commissions?
Carol, that's enough.
Enough? Enough what? I'm only carrying on a conversation.
Why do I have the feeling something's going on that I don't know about?
Frank, I have something to tell you. Carol doesn't like you.
David, don't. Why don't you like me, Carol? I haven't done anything to you.
Well, it's hard to explain.
Whatever it was, how about starting on a new foot, okay? Hello, Carol. It's nice to meet you.
Hello, Fred. It's nice to meet you, too.
What did you call me?
Leonard Nimoy again, and here's the fourth act of Turnabout.
It's too bad you found out I was getting to like you people.
Well, we like you too. Things don't have to change.
Shut up and sit still. I gotta think. What am I gonna do with you? You know, I hate making these decisions. Now, why are you doing this to me? Everything was going fine before. Why did you have to be so nice to me? People talk, you see. It's not good for people to talk too much. It gets them in trouble. I should kill you. That's the right thing for me to do. No, wait. Maybe I won't have to. I could tie you up and let nature take its course. You gave me a chance, I'll give you a chance. I saw some rope in the tent. You, Monica, go get it.
Oh, well, okay.
Everybody knows the human body can last a few days without food or water. You may survive. Maybe in that time somebody might even rescue you. Hurry up with that rope. And then again, there's animals around here. I hope they don't find you first. Oh, thank you, Monica. You, Bud, take the rope and tie Monica's hands and feet.
Oh.
And tie them real good. I'm watching.
Oh, no.
Maybe I'll take a little insurance with me. Big Mouth, get over here.
Wait a minute. Don't take her. Take me inside.
Oh, a hero. Cemeteries are filled with
them. Look, I'm only trying... She can't help get you out of here. I can.
I'll take my chances. She's easier to handle. You, Carol, get David's car keys and... Here. You can give him back his wallet.
Why did you tie my hands behind my back?
So you won't try anything?
Well, if I promise not to, will you untie them?
No.
They hurt. Can't you at least tie them in front of
me? Shut up. You talk too much. Just walk. What's that? Shh. Get down here, quick. Don't you move and don't make a sound or I'll blow your head off. That was close.
Was that the search party?
It could have been. Or it could have been hikers or campers. I don't know. No matter who it was. If they'd have found us, there'd be a lot of dead bodies around here. Come on. Let's walk.
You don't have to kill anybody. I mean, they don't have to know what's going on. We could just be a plain couple. All you'd have to do is untie me.
Listen, lady, you think I like to kill... Well, I don't. But I gotta protect myself. I'm the only one that's looking out for me. You think I'm a cold-blooded killer? You don't know the whole story. What did the radio say?
Oh, not much. They described you and said you were a convicted murderer on your way to some prison.
Yeah. You know who convicted me? A jury. 12 lousy people. 12. Think of it.
Millions vote in elections, but 12 vote for my life. Well, they were wrong. I'm innocent.
You can appeal.
Won't do no good. It was the person I killed. I killed the wrong person. He was a cop. The thing that makes me mad is I didn't know he was a cop. That's not my fault, is it? He wasn't in uniform. He didn't say, hey, I'm a cop. 2 more minutes, I'd have been out of that bank. It was perfect. Everything went perfect. Nobody knew I was robbing the place till I was finished. Except there was this cop there doing business in the bank as a customer. They shouldn't be allowed to be out of uniform on their off hours. Come on, let's move. People had a right to know who's a cop and who ain't. I never would have robbed that bank if I saw a cop. I would have left and come back the next day. And everything would have been fine. The cop would be alive. I'd have my money. And the taxpayers would have saved on the trial.
I never thought of it that way. Could we rest for a little bit?
Didn't you hear what I said?
Yeah, I told you. I never thought of it that way.
You believe that I'm innocent, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now that you've told me the whole story. Can we rest now?
Yeah, just for a few minutes. Here, lean against this tree. You want one of these sandwiches?
Will you untie my hand?
No. I'll feed it to you.
Oh, you're all heart. Oh, no! Oh, my God! Next to you!
What are you getting so excited about?
A snake! Right there next to your leg.
Oh, boy. I got it. Thank you, lady. You didn't have to warn me. You could have let him bite me. Now that I think about it, he could have bitten you, too. Isn't that right? Hurry up. It's getting dark.
Maybe we should wait till morning. It'll be easier to see where we're going.
You keep walking as long as this flashlight holds out. This is the really best time. Nobody will see us. No more search parties. They all went home. Hey, this looks familiar. We were here a half hour ago. What are you doing? You taking me in circles?
No. Everything looks familiar in a forest because there's nothing but trees and bushes.
Where are we?
I'm not sure. Look, you knew up front. I'm not the outdoor type.
You got a memory, don't you? Then use it. Get us out of here the same way you came in. Why are you looking down on the ground all the time?
Because I'm tired, okay? It's hard for me to hold my head up. Look! Berries!
Are you hungry again?
No, it's the berries. I remember them. See? Oh, I got us on the right track. I know exactly where we are. I was here before. Frank... It'll soon be over.
It's about time.
All we have to do is walk right past these bushes here.
Yeah?
Good. Hey, you're walking too close to me. Walk a little to the left. That's better.
What? Hey, something got my foot. I dropped my gun. What is this?
I think that's what they call a bear trap.
Well, get me out of it.
Well, how? I don't know anything about bear traps.
Give me my gun. Give it to me. It's near you. I'll blast this thing off my ankle.
I can't pick up your gun with my hands tied behind my back. Oh, I know. I'll kick it over to you. Oh, my. I kicked it in the wrong direction. Now, how did I do that?
Come on, lady. This thing hurts.
I'm sure it does. In fact, it must hurt almost as much as, let's see, having your hands tied behind your back?
Oh, I'll kill you if you don't get me out of here.
You'll probably kill me if I do. I can't win, can I?
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. We all say things we don't mean. I just got mad for a second. Hey, we're friends. I like you. That wouldn't hurt you. What is it? You want something? That's it, huh? Isn't it? Well, you name it, you got it. Money or jewels, a car? What? You tell me.
Oh, I'd really like to help you, Frank, but my hands are tied in more ways than one.
So, I'll untie them. See, I'll help you. You help me. You'll have to come closer so I can reach you.
No, I've got to think about this.
Well, what's to think about?
It's a funny thing. I think I've gotten used to having my hands in this position. In fact, it's starting to feel good.
Mm.
I don't know if I want you to untie them.
What are you doing to me?
Nothing. I'm not doing anything to you.
Mm.
And that's the way it's going to stay. You want help? Well, I'll get you help. You stay right where you are, and I'll be back as soon as I can.
Don't leave me. Don't. Let's talk about it. I'll get you for this.
Get you untied first, and then you can help me with Monica and David.
Sure, fine, but tell us what happened.
Is everybody all right?
Oh, now we are, thanks to you.
Yeah, we couldn't be happier to see you, Carol, safe and sound, but how did you manage to get away from him?
Well, I'd have been back here sooner if I hadn't run into a search party on the way. It was a pretty scary bunch, believe me, bristling with guns and led by a real live sheriff. And I had to take them to where Frank was, Fred, whatever his name is, before I could get back here to help you guys. Oh, these knots are so tight. But hang on, darling bud. I'm nearly done. There.
Oh, wow, what a relief. My wrists have been numb for hours.
Well, I'll go to work on poor Monica here. And as soon as you get your circulation back, Bud, you can untie David.
Yeah, I must say, Carol, we do owe you an apology.
I'll say we do.
Accepted with pleasure. I'm just glad we've all survived this little outing.
Carol, are you going to keep us in suspense all night, or are you going to tell us what happened?
What happened? Oh, I don't want to go through all that again. There was a reporter with a search party, and I had to tell him every little detail. You can hear all about it on the car radio. On our way home!
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, Turnabout, was written by Joyce and Stanley Director and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Leonard Nimoy. Our stars were Joan McCall and Vic Perrin. Featured in the cast were Len Berman, Janet Waldo, and Byron Kane. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. Associate Director of Mutual Radio Theater is Ken McManus. Sound effects were created by Bud Tollefson. Mark Trella is Production Supervisor. Recording Engineer, Hal McDonald. Music Editor, Lee Ringette. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI.
Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears, a name that means quality and value. A name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears, where America shops for value.
This is Lorne Greene. Listen in on Monday for another story about the West, as it was then, as it is now.